Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a junior Bassmaster Championship, high school national championship, a college national championship, and the college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the tournament tab, and select Nation. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the membership tab. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com, along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com. Congratulations to Yui Aoki for his win in the St. Croix Bassmaster Open on Kentucky Lake last weekend. As much as we love doing Rapala winner circles, Aoki's English is not quite ready for radio at this point. But we do have Laker Howell, whose listed profession by his father is son of Randy. Laker is off to a fast start in the Opens in his quest to join Dad on the Elites. And he had a very interesting week at Kentucky Lake. Chris Zeldane will welcome the Bass World to his home next week in Fort Worth for the Bass Pro Shops Bassmaster Classic presented by Under Armour, and he's coming up with a preview of Classic Week. And then Mark Zona. Did he ever really retire? I don't think so. Z is in our feature slot today. So sit back and grab a cup of coffee and enjoy this week's edition of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
Hey gang, Tom Abraham here for my friends at 13 Fishing. I can't tell you how excited I was to learn that two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year, Gerald Swindle, had teamed up with the crew at 13 Fishing to build the ultimate rod and reel series that combines quality with a price point that works for all. And right now we have a tremendous deal for you. The new Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at 13fishing.com. And for a limited time, you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at 13fishing.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell. Perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And, you know, a familiar name, well, maybe not totally familiar. The last name's familiar. The first name, we're getting really familiar with him. He's Laker Howell. I've known this kid since he was a kid. I mean, when he was a little kid, a little whippersnapper. I knew him when he was fishing with the old man, Randy Howell. At charity events over on Gunnersville, and they were over there, you know, winning those things and finishing well and making checks and all that kind of good stuff. And he joins us now. He is an opens angler that is off to a great start to the season, and he joins us now on the VMC hook. Laker, welcome in. How are you, man?
Man, what's going on? I'm glad to be on the show, man. I appreciate that.
You were like about half size of your dad when I first met you, and you had caught a 4-pounder in the Children's Hospital event on a Ned rig at Gunnersville. I'm like, who throws a Ned rig on Gunnersville? And this was when the Ned rig first came out, and he's like, Laker did, and he took me to school. He caught our biggest fish on a Ned rig. So there you go. It's been a minute since you've been doing this, but man, a great start to the season for you. A fifth at Clark's Hill, a 30-something at Sam Rayburn, and then now a seventh at Kentucky Lake. This is a good start to the season for you,
man. It's just been a blessing, man. I gotta thank God for every finish I've gotten, every bass I've caught, because I'm telling you, I don't know what I'm doing half the time out there, but you know, he does, so ends up working out in the end, don't it?
Yeah, it does work out in the end, right? Fishers, he made us fishers of men, right? So we can be fishers of fish and fishers of men.
That's right.
Let's talk about this little 250-mile run you made here at Kentucky Lake. What did you do? Go fish Wheeler or something? I mean, what was the deal there at Kentucky Lake? You passed a lot of fish to get to the fish you caught. What was up with that?
Man, I'm going to tell you. So, I mean, I hope I'm not letting too big of a cat out of the bag. But, you know, in March and April, Tennessee River dams, the bottom side of them kind of light up. So that's something that I've always, you know, enjoyed doing and all that. But, yeah, the run distance, like you said, was – not the most fun experience of my life. I ain't gonna lie. I ran it's 140 miles one way to get from Paris, Tennessee, all the way up there to where I was fishing at the dam. I called the Lockmaster. For anybody that wants to verify it, they can go call him and he'll give you the mile markers. Mile marker 66.1 down there at Paris, and he's 206.8 or something. So I mean, it
holy
was
holy mackerel.
It was a heck of a run. You got to get gas twice, and ran out of music. My feet went numb, and it was an interesting week, man. It was.
You know, that's one of them runs that they wish they never invented the hot foot. You know what I mean? Back in the day when I first started fishing, you know, we didn't have the hot foot. We just had the throttle. You put the throttle down, and you didn't have to, you know, in a long run like that, you almost wish you didn't have the hot foot.
Man, if I could have swapped that thing over to my handle, I would have been chilling, dude. I'm 6'5" in a 20-foot boat, so I mean, my knees are already not, you know, straightened out. So I'm just sitting there cramping. My back is all hurting from the seat, and it's 20 miles of the run was, you know, the open water where the current was stacking the waves with the north wind. So, needless to say, I woke up the day after that tournament was over feeling like somebody beat me up, but. It was a good week though. It really was. It was a cool experience. And you know, once you get up there, dude, I mean, it was just fun. It was a beat down those first 2 days. You got there and only had 2.5 hours.
I was gonna say, two and a half hours to fish, right? Yeah.
Yeah. 2.5 hours is all I fished each day up there. And I'd turn around and come back, because you got to give yourself a little bit of time in case, you know, something goes wrong. And it did. I threw an ear on my prop the ear tried to come in the boat with me. It rode up the back of my Callan on my motor, so it left a couple of nice gashes, battle scars.
Wow.
And that took a – luckily, I keep a spare in the boat with me. But the one thing that I did not check for before I left the house is something I've never done before. I never leave my spare hub, and I did this time. So – I don't know if you know much about them rubber hubs that are in the Mercury props or not, but they're not really easy to get out. So it took me like 20 minutes to beat that thing out with a wrench. So
where did you go to do that? I mean, that's not something you do hanging over the side of the boat, is it?
Yeah, you put the power poles down in some sand. I pulled over to a riverbank immediately. As soon as I felt it, like I've thrown so many ears that I've kind of gotten used to what it feels like. So, you know, the motor was running strong and everything's going good. I'm going about 74 with the current. And then all of a sudden, you know, when that ear cracks, it doesn't throw it immediately, right? So it slows you down about 8 miles an hour in about 5 seconds. And it's weird. You're like, what the heck's going on? You look back, motor starts shaking a little bit. I'm like, I'm about to throw an ear. So I immediately turned to go towards the bank and I heard it smoke my motor. It went boom, and then I heard the ear go flying up in the air behind me. I didn't see it, but it's gone. So as soon as that comes off, you know, everything kind of just starts shaking like heck. And then you get over there, put the poles down, and it's a game of balance beam to get back there and change that prop.
Yeah, no, that's it. That's not happening with me. I can tell you that. I'm not 6'5" and athletic like you are. That's for sure. Man, that's what a pain that must have been. But does that come from running, you know, 280 miles round trip every day to find your fish, or what causes something like that?
There's a lot of strain on a motor. I mean, most of these motors, I mean, they're really good motors, but you know, most boats don't go like that far in that short amount of time, you know?
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know what the mile marker is going to Cuba, but I'm sure I'd be dang close.
You'd be there.
So you gotta think that's a long way in a bass boat.
Yeah.
So for it to have held up as good as it did, I mean, it was a blessing. So, I mean, I made it there back, and it was definitely one to remember. I'll be talking about this one until I'm dead.
Now, in practice, I assume you trailered down there and fished it, you know, from down that way, or did you ever make the run just to know what the run is, or did you have a good idea what it was going to take you?
Yeah, no, that's actually a question I got earlier today from a buddy of mine. He called me because he was telling me how crazy I was. And
you're crazy.
I have a really good friend that lives there close. He lives on Pickwick, and I drove up because I was 2.5 hours from there on the road too. I was like 2 hours, 15 minutes. So I didn't want to get up super early and drive. So I went up there and I stayed with him the night before the final day of practice, and, you know, got up and left and stuff. So I put in right there at the dam, And in all honesty, I made that run after getting four total bites up there at that entire area. And the current seam I actually caught all my fish off of, I caught 1 5-pounder and had two bites there in total. I only set the hook on that 1 5-pounder. So when I caught it, I was like, shoot, that just looks too good not to come back to. So I just went off of it from there, and we made the run.
Yeah, man, it is something. Laker Howell with us here, and obviously the goal here, you fish as much as you can fish. I mean, if there's a derby going on, if it's a Wednesday night Wildcatter, you're out there, boom, fishing it. The goal here is to join Dad on the Elite Tour. How I know how much it means to him. How much would it mean to you to be able to, you know, fish the elites with your pop and for however many years he wants to stay out there?
Oh, my goodness. That would, like, I know people say it'd be a dream come true to do a lot of things in life, but that truly would be a dream because, I mean, I've been the kid in the front row of the stand since I can remember, because, I mean, I grew up traveling around the circuit with Dad and Bassmaster and seeing all the people and all the officials. And, man, I have literally dreamt since day one that I can – remember looking up at that stage and saying I'll be there one day, and especially the classic, dude. I mean, everybody wants to fish. That's the staple of bass fishing. Sure. So to just get to fish the tour is a huge dream. And number two, I mean, gosh, who doesn't want to do it with their dad? I mean, how cool is that? That would be insane. So, you know, getting to travel with him and kind of talk with him during practice, and it's just, boy, it would be cool. It'd be incredible.
Yeah, no, that would be really, really cool. You guys have some of the same idiosyncrasies. When I saw you, I was watching a video of you, and when I saw you put that rod between your legs and cross your legs over, I'm like, oh, my God, that's Randy's move. That's the only guy I've ever seen do that, the way he sticks that rod between his knees and crosses them over whenever he's doing something with it. And I'm like, you're just a taller version, a taller with better hair, longer haired version of the old man. So that's great
taller,
stuff, man.
Better hair. I love that. I'm using that one on
it. better looking version of the old man. Well, Laker, I appreciate you joining us, man, and I can't wait to see you out there. I'll be doing the emceeing of the EQs. I know you're going to make it to the EQs and beyond, and we'll look forward to seeing you there. I'll see you at the Classic, I'm sure.
Man, I can't wait to see you on stage, brother. I appreciate you getting on the show this week. Thank you.
All right, man. Thank you. That's Laker Howell. Man, what a great kid he is. And he's going to be a superstar. All right, we're going to break in here. When we come back, Chris Zeldane will join us. The Classic's in his backyard, and we'll talk about that next right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, If you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
Yeah, welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And, you know, it's time to start previewing what's going to be going on in a couple of weeks at Lake Ray Roberts. It will be, of course, the Bass Pro Shops Bassmaster Classic. And who better to talk to than a Bass Pro Shops pro who happens to live in Fort Worth and know that area really good. He is the one and only Chris Zaldane, and he joins us on the VMC Hook. Chris, welcome in. How are you?
Hey, guys, thank you very much. It's always always a pleasure to be hanging out with you guys, Bassmaster Radio. Huge listener. I love to contribute my thoughts. And my thoughts here all Lake Ray Roberts in particular, big pre-spawn Texas bass, man. And literally the way the weather pattern's setting up right now, I'm sitting out here in my shop. It's about 85 degrees, man. And we're just 9 days away from the Classic. So it's going to be a good one.
Yeah, it was warm in West Alabama, I should say, this week for the Bass Nation event. By the time people are listening to this, it's over with, and maybe I'm interviewing myself. You know, who knows? Maybe I'm going to the Bass Nation Championship. You know, we'll see.
I hope so.
I hope so too. But we'll see how that all works out. But it was warm around Pickwick, and that warming trend certainly hit in Texas as well. And you had a chance earlier this week to get out to Eagle Lake there and test some of those dangerous swim baits, some prototypes out dangerous swim baits, right?
Absolutely. I had such a terrible Florida swing, and to be honest with you, I went to Florida with Texas on my mind. I mean, I went there, you know, just not caring, and the results show that. But I just could not just get my mind off of the patterns and the areas I'll be utilizing in the Classic. And I've been to Lake Ray Roberts hundreds and thousands of times and just playing out different scenarios and things. And today, you know, I went out earlier this week, nice little warm-up, Lake Eagle Mountain, which is 15 minutes from my house here. Matter of fact, it's where the Celebrity Pro-Am will take place the same week of the Classic. And that's a cool event that actually won last year in Oklahoma. But this year I'm fishing the Big Show, and we actually put a couple 8-pounders in the boat on the swim bait. So a very nice little preview for what's to come on Ray Roberts. And you know, with that whole swim bait thing, I've been saying it for decades now, it's you're literally looking for 6 or 7 bites. You land 5 of them and you have the potential of winning by a lot, and that's what we're here for. That's what the Classic's all about, is winning by a lot.
And no points on the line, so you fish differently, right? I mean, you're not worried about finishing in the top 10 or the top 15 or anything like that, or cashing a check. You're worried about winning, right? This is a winning, it's a one deal, just all about winning.
Yeah, absolutely. And kind of funny, quick story here. You know, back in 2021, Hank Cherry won the Classic here in my backyard on Lake Ray Roberts. And of course, it was 5 or 6 feet in the bushes, in the trees. So anyone from any state had a even playing field that year. But that year, they moved it from March to June. And that tournament was supposed to take place like March 23rd, I believe, of 2021. And I just got home from Florida that week. And I remember thinking to myself, well, the Classic was supposed to happen tomorrow, Friday. So let's just go out there and see what we could do. And this is back March 2021, of course. Yeah. And of course, I go out there and catch 35 plus pounds doing what I like to do. And that was when the Classic was supposed to happen. But in June, we ended up putting an 8-pounder on the scales there. You know, it was a weird tournament. But this time around, this is going to be your Classic pre-spawn Texas beat down fishing. Yes, the minnow guys will catch them. Yes, the scopers with the jerk baits and the latest and greatest finesse techniques will catch them. But to put together, to string together 3 days of consistent 25-plus pound bags, you got to fish Texas style, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, you know, Hank got it done with a jerkbait around the dam last time. I think at that time the Stunna was a prototype, jerkbait. And he was able to get out there and get it done. But just talk about a little bit more about the difference and what we'll see, because you just mentioned the warming trend. I would imagine that water is going to be coming up pretty good. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be mid-60s anyway. So I would imagine this is going to be there's going to be a lot of fish already moved up for that deal, right?
Yes, that's right. And Lake Ray Roberts is kind of special to the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And I've been telling my buddies who have asked, you know, Lake Ray Roberts fishes more like an Oklahoma lake to the north than it does a Sam Rayburn or Toledo Bend to the south, where the spawn happens typically later, usually around April, sometimes into May. But as we see these 85, 86, 87 degree air temperatures this week, just 9 days before the Classic, things are happening. And that's why I made a point to go out to one of the local lakes today just to see what water temperatures were, hovering around the mid-50s or so. But things are absolutely happening in the DFW area. Just looking at my yard, looking at my lawn, I mean, we had a brutal winter, much like the rest of the country. And now we're starting to see this green grass sprouting. You're starting to see the trees starting to bloom just a hair. And everyone knows, if you bass fish, you know, you look at the surroundings. When things start coming to life, the bass start, we just might hit it right, guys.
Yeah, you may. And you know, they needed this, right? Because last time, you know, like you say, it was June, so it's a different fishery then.
Yep.
You know, and then even for Fort Worth and for, you know, for the Classic, the Expo, you know, it was, you know, they had to do it with the stockyards and all that other kind of stuff. And it was like going to the state fair, you know what I mean? It was
borderline miserable. I heard they had some of the
cows were out there, the bulls were out there.
Next to the cow manure and the hay and all that stuff. But this time around, beautiful March weather, and I encourage everyone listening to come out, check us out. It's an easy flight. If you haven't booked your flights, you could book a flight right into DFW for a couple $100. Attend the sport's biggest event and have a great time. I mean, plenty of free items and things for the family to see and do all over, all over the city of Fort Worth. And I'm just going to predict right now, we're going to break some kind of record, whether it's attendance record or the 3-day Classic weight record, because, I mean, like I said, everything is just setting up beautifully.
Well, think about the number of people. I use the 10-hour rule. I like to drive. I like the open road. So, for me, if it's within 10 hours, you know, I'm going to go ahead and drive, have my own vehicle, not worried about, you know, flying and doing all of that stuff. And so, I live in East Tennessee, and it's right at 10 hours for me. So, think of the number of people that live within 10 hours of the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Oh, man.
I mean, it's crazy. It's a day's drive for you know, millions of people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, just the state of Texas alone, Houston, San Antonio, Austin, all fishing communities, not to mention Shreveport, Louisiana, Arkansas, all throughout Arkansas, Oklahoma City, all within a quick little drive. And like I said, Dickey's Arena and the convention center they have set up in Fort Worth there. Fort Worth is the it's not too big, it's not too small, it's the perfect size to hold a Bassmaster Classic.
Now, I've been to Dallas several times. We were there for the SEC media days last year, and so I've been to Dallas. I've never made that little extra whatever it is, 15-20 minute trek west to Fort Worth. Tell me about this stockyard thing, because my wife's out there, the stockyard, so that's going to be cool.
We call it Dallas Fort Worth, so DFW, you know, the airport's there. But Dallas and Fort Worth, although they butt up against each other, two completely different worlds. I mean, Dallas reminds me a lot of California, where I grew up in the Bay Area, and Fort Worth is a literal cowboy town. I mean, these aren't the fake cowboys you see on TV. These are real cowboys wearing spurs, hauling trailers with horses and cattle, and they don't call it Cowtown for no reason. And just an awesome, very hospitable city, and again, it's just, there's no better place to hold the sport's biggest event.
Chris Zeldane with us here, and you've been in, you are known as a California kid. You were born and raised out there, but you've been in Texas long enough. I think you're a true blue Texan now. I mean, I think we can call you a Texan now.
Well, just put it this way. I'm having a hard time trying to decide which alligator boots I'm going to wear at the Night of Champions. And I've got several different hats to choose from, thanks to my beautiful wife, Trait. She's born and raised here in Fort Worth.
Yeah.
The whole family will be here supporting me. So I just cannot wait to get things rolling.
Let's talk a little bit about you alluded to it. Not a good Florida run for you. I mean, let's just say you got some work to do to get to Knoxville for next year, right now. And that's always a great classic as well in terms of the venue anyway. But it's
the easiest way to get there.
Yeah, win this classic.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the easiest way to get there. We're 250th in points right now, but that doesn't matter if you win the big show.
Yeah, not quite 250th, and you could get it straightened out. I mean, the one good thing about, two tournaments is it's two tournaments, right? So there's seven more to go, and you can string together some single-digit finishes and clean that up in a hurry. But it really was something that was it was hard for you to focus? Was it something like you weren't thinking
really
Florida,
was.
You were thinking about the Classic?
That really was. I'm sitting in here in my shop right now, and as I was packing for Florida, I'm just shuffling through the different swim baits and glide baits and big jigs and, the Texas stuff, and I'm having to leave all this stuff behind, picking up, Texas rig, June bug, anything, and taking that to Florida. It was just really, it was hard to focus. I mean, it really was, and again, it shows. So, I mean, that just goes to show you, in the sport of bass fishing, if your mind and body and soul and everything is not fully committed to the lake or the technique you're utilizing, you're going to suffer. And so Florida was a completely different story than what we have coming up here in just 9 days.
Well, it's going to be exciting. I can't wait to get over there. I missed the last one. It was the COVID year and everything was screwed up, but off to a nice little start on that deal. 12-2 so far on the season. So I'll definitely be picking Chris Zeldane as well. Chris, I appreciate you so much, man, and we'll look forward to seeing you over there.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. I won't let you down. I appreciate you.
All right. There you go. Chris Zeldane. Always a blast to be able to talk to that guy about anything, but especially when the Classic's coming to his hometown. All right. We'll get a break in here. When we come back, Mark Zona, his thoughts about his new podcast, and there's a rumor that he's going to be floating around in Dallas-Fort Worth as well. We'll talk to Mark next right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up. Brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Now it's Staples. Find hot deals on HP, America's most trusted printer brand. Whether you need to print invoices or eye-catching presentations, HP delivers with exceptional speed, reliability, and vibrant color. And with HP, replenishing ink is simple. Find HP ink cartridges in-store at Staples or subscribe to HP Instant Ink and never worry about running out. And right now with home and office hot deals at Staples, you can save up to $150 on select HP printers through February 1st.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell. Boating, fishing,
hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell, perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. Today, you're going to pay down your credit card bill. But you decide when you'll pay it. Before the due date, so those interest charges don't get you. But you decide if you pay it in full. But you definitely should, because again, interest charges. With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Unavailable in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And, well, you've seen a couple of episodes of it now. It's the TNZ podcast on the new Bassmaster channel at Bassmaster.com, and it's going to get more and more promotion. And boy, you know, we thought we were finally rid of Mark Zona. It was like, you know, get the hell out of here. We just go. And he didn't last one season, because he's back with the TNZ podcast and doing a great job with that. We love to have him involved, obviously, in all things bass. He's also one of the guys that's very responsible for me hosting Bassmaster Radio for the last 6, 7, 8 years now. And so I'm very appreciative of that. And he joins us now on the VMC hook. Z, welcome in, man. How are you?
Well, Tom, that whole retirement thing lasted like 11 and a half minutes. It literally did. But, hey, to work with Tommy, you know, and I hate to say it, like, I kind of leaked it out a little bit at the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame on stage that I still wanted to work with Tommy. Like, that was one of the biggest, you know, things. And the podcast, the TNZ podcast, is everything in the Bassmaster Elite Series world combined with absolutely nothing in the Bassmaster Elite Series world.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, I saw you on Mercer's podcast as well, and unofficially official there. And so it's not like you have been in, you're taping your show. I'm sure you're doing that as well. The ice is off the water in Michigan. So it's not like you, this retirement thing is you're not exactly out there playing canasta with the neighbors now.
No, that's coming. That's definitely coming. But I think that's going to be a year or two or three more out. And you know, I do, and I'm not saying this just to say this, when I kind of brought up to Bass what my idea was, they were all in for it. And, you know, they got Rather Outdoors to support it, which was really cool, because I've had a long relationship with them. But the main thing was, to do it and do it correctly, you know, I give McInnes a lot of credit for really my entire tenure in the Bassmaster seat. He let me say whatever the hell I really wanted to say.
Yeah.
And that's hard. That's hard to be in Mike's position. And, you know, when Philip and Chase talked to me about it, I said, hey, I kind of want, to me, that's a good, and I'm not a podcast listener. I'm really not. The only thing I listen to in podcasts is Chicago Bears stuff. But
and Bassmaster Radio,
good,
of course. I'm sure you catch the Bassmaster Radio.
But I'm on Bassmaster Radio. Like, yeah. I know what we're always talking about. But what's funny is, what about that, you know this more than anybody, is the good ones are ones that are honest and don't hold back, you know, from a political standpoint. And at least two episodes in, Tom, they've led me on a long leash. So
yeah,
I appreciate that.
No, it is fantastic. When I heard about it over the winter, you know, I ended up on a conference call December and January, and they were talking about, you know, reimagining some stuff, and they told me about this Bassmaster channel and the Roku deal that was coming and everything else, and they were asking for content, and Philip was very, very honest about, look, we need to cover this the way they cover football on Fox and the way they cover NASCAR and stuff like that. If you guys see something, go ahead and say it. Now, we don't want you to be mean-spirited, you know, be evil, but you guys got to talk about this stuff. You know, don't just be shills
for Bass, you got to talk about what's going on out there, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I give them a lot of credit for embracing that. That's all part of this next level of being, you know, a legit part of the sports landscape. And they're letting us say what we want to, you know, what we need to say, as long as we're being fair and honest.
Well, here's a perfect case in point. You covered Tennessee Titans football for a long time, man. And you know this, especially the Titans. This is coming from a Bears fan. You can, boy, there's a lot of sorry Mondays. Here's the biggest thing, and this is exactly what my words were to McInnes that got translated to Philip, was what we have done in professional fishing is we're really, really good at saying, wow, doggone it, man, this angler's just awesome. And yeah, he's having a tough day, but doggone it, he's a really good guy. And no, that's not the truth a lot of times. Is there are a lot of fantastic anglers.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them that are not great, phenomenal human beings. Will we talk about some of that? I'm sure we will. I think we already did a little bit. But the most important to me is to call out the touchdowns, to call out the guys that are killing them. But the other thing, when you watch NFL Live, man, when you watch Good Morning Football, one of the main stories every single week after a football weekend are the interceptions and the performances that were not good.
Right.
And we have always, and I don't know why, Tom, we have always kid-gloved poor performances. Like, you don't want to cross the line. Well, every other sport does. Yeah. If somebody shoots 15 over par, that's a big name, that gets talked about because it's news. At least I can promise you I will definitely do that.
Well, and the guys aren't as sensitive as people think. I mean, some of them are, but for the most part,
I don't know if I agree with that.
Well, I mean, I just had Chris Zeldane on. He's on the show as well, and talking about the classic being in his hometown now of Fort Worth and Ray Roberts and everything. And so we had him on, and I just flat out told him, I said, man, you sucked in Florida. I mean, you just kind of sucked. And he was like totally fine with it. He goes, yeah, I did. I sucked. I was on the suck train. There was no doubt about it. So some of the guys, and I guess you got to know your spots. I love your football analogy because, you know, when I was in Nashville during the Vince Young era, I would have the offensive coordinator would text me during my show about things I was saying, and he would tell me some stuff that helped me do my job but was not for air. And you must come across that with guys. There are things that guys tell you that, and I'm not talking about lure selections or hot spots, but there are things that guys tell you that help you do your job but are not necessarily for air. So you kind of got to know where you pick your spots, you know, what's appropriate, and certain stuff will always be
100%.
Yeah.
You know, but the other side is, let's call it like it is. For an angler to say, wow, I really appreciate you saying, you know, hey, you put me in your first flight. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm top 10 angler of the year. The world's good. The other side is for an angler to get upset with me or with Tommy that we put them in last flight and he's 98th in points. And last year he was 100th place. Man, maybe look in the mirror a little bit. Because that's what it is. You know, it's, I don't know. And again, that has been forever ignored in bass fishing.
Yeah.
Like, I always thought doing Bassmaster and Bassmaster Live, we should definitely talk about, you know, who's catching them. But we ought to talk about the big names that you look at on that leaderboard and go, wow, how is that dude in 87th place again?
Yeah.
And I think they should, I have always thought they should handle it that way.
No doubt. Mark Zona with us here. He is the co-host of the TNZ podcast and, of course, formerly of Bassmaster Live. And I heard a rumor that he's going to be in Fort Worth, that he's going to be there. So they're not going to do a classic without Mark Zona. Now, are you just bumping around being Mark Zona or are they throwing you on, you'll be doing some classic live, I'm sure. Will you be sitting in the middle as a guest though? Like, you know. Hanging out like you're Mark Zona, the guest, or are you going to just be doing your thing?
I'm going to tell you, when I sit down in that seat on Bassmaster Live, it's time to go. Let's do what we do. You know, I'm obviously there's other people in the mix now, but to work with the crew, to work with McInnes and Tommy and Davey, man, it's easy. It's talking bass fishing with your buddies. And I know one or two things about that lake, and I did look at my schedule. So yeah, I think I'm on the desk for quite a while during the Classic, but nice. Hey, my batteries are charged and I'm definitely ready to go.
So basically what you're telling me is you're not getting a Tom Abraham treatment. You're not getting like one hour at 9:30 on Friday morning when nobody's watching. You're not getting that. You're getting the prime time slot is what it is because, you know, you are who you are, right?
Tom, I'm happy to take that 9 to 9:15 slot. Don't get me wrong. I'd be fine with that. No, I did. I looked at the schedule, and it looked eerily similar to the last 21 classes.
Right, exactly. All right, let's finish with State of the Game. You know, I fished this past week. I fished the Bass Nation Regional Qualifier at Pickwick. And, you know, in prep, you always want to go back and look at some old tournaments and things like that. And I went to the 2021 Pickwick tournament, and it was amazing. There was one guy that was shaking a minnow. And it was amazing using old school lures, and it was old school guys. It was all the dudes, you know, that fish shallow and did different things that you would fully expect. And it was like, oh my God, has it changed that much that quick? It were all veterans, and it was all, you know, traditional stuff. And I'm not one that rips on technology because I just think, look, it's here. We embrace it just like we embraced all this other technology as it came along. But, man, has the game changed, and it's going to be very interesting to see how all that plays at Ray Roberts.
It definitely has, Tom. And what's funny is it – and I talk, you know, with other – co-workers in the industry of how, you know, you just said 2021 of how fast, how fast things have progressed coming, you know, looking at techniques and technology. That being said, I am very cautiously optimistic about this. I love technology. I use it on my show to an extent, 'cause it's my job, but I am still a caveman. I like frog fishing and flipping and docking and doing all that. And I do think with the way the weather's been in North and East Texas for really the entire winter, dude, it was winter down there 7 days ago as you and I sit here doing Bassmaster Radio. It was freezing down there.
Yeah.
I think the weather now, until the actual, there's a little bit of a front coming, I want to say Thursday into Friday.
Yeah.
But for the most part, man, there's going to be a big population shallow. And they pulled a lot of water in Dallas. Mm-hmm. From Dallas to all the way to Toledo Bend, they got a lot of water really the last 3 weeks. And I think this could be eerily similar to Florida, to where you see technology, you see anglers using technology and traditional, and then just traditional. I think you're going to see an array of all three of those in this Classic.
No doubt about it. And you also see Mark Zona there as well. And the TNZ podcast is alive and well, two episodes now out there. You can go and you can check that out at Bassmaster.com. And it's the dichotomy that is Tommy Sanders and Mark Zona. And I laugh because it's just, I mean, one dude is just like your favorite guy to just the one guy you'd have watch your kids, and the other guy you want to go have a drink with. You figure out which two are those, okay? You figure out which one is the one you want to watch your kids, and which one you want to go out and have a drink with.
Tom, in all honesty, Tom, I'm kind of like forward facing sonar and traditional fishing, maybe a little bit of both, and not too much of either.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go. That's good stuff. Mark Zona has been our guest. Z, I appreciate you so much. I will see you next week in Dallas, man. Looking forward to it.
You are the best, Tom. Always love being on Bassmaster Radio. And hey, again, this is one I don't have to listen to because I know the ending.
No, you know who is on. Unless you want to go back and listen to Zaldane talk about Ray Roberts, but you may not want to do that. I don't know. Mark Zona is better guest. Thanks, Mark.
See you, bud.
We'll get a break in here. When we come back, we will wrap it up next. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
Time now for the last cast, brought to you by Omnia Fishing. You know, with Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including water temp, grass levels, and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. How would you like to have the ability to sort your waypoints by lake or date and record additional content such as current weather, water temp, or clarity? Omnia's new waypoint management tools allow you to do all of this and more. Pro membership is only $49 for the entire year and includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases. So you get loyalty credits even on sale items. And get this, if you go to omniafishing.com/bass, you save 20% on a membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $10 on that $49 Omnia Pro membership simply by going to omniafishing.com/bass. Get an Omnia membership today for just $39. Now, the 2025 Bassmaster Radio Phoenix 919 ZXL has been wrapped beautifully by Action Graphics in Tullahoma, Tennessee. Chris Smith and his team did a tremendous job with the design and the application of the boat wrap, and even did a little something for my Ford F-150 tow vehicle. Now, as for the boat, I couldn't be happier with the platform, speed, and comfort that this new Phoenix model provides. And the storage options are endless. It's rigged with four Garmin units, including one LiveScope transducer and power pole blades, shell
shallow water anchors. Look for it on the water near you.
This past week, I had the pleasure of fishing the Bass Nation Regional Qualifier at Pickwick Lake out of Florence, and I must say, I was extremely impressed by the entire operation led by Tournament Director G.L. Compton. Now, I've fished 21 opens in my career, and I had to keep reminding myself that this was not an open. The professionalism and the effort to make this a first-class event was evident right from the beginning. From the communication to the operation at takeoff and the weigh-ins, it was basically identical to what you experience at an open. And man, are there some hammers out there. On day one, there were 15 bags over 20 pounds, including six over 25. We'll have complete results next week.
Thank you for listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on Sports Byline USA and the Bassmaster Radio Network.